you know, house, here's a house, another part here, and each of them have a roof. What would you call part where the two roofs meet?
I don't know, V.
Would you call it maybe a valley?
Yes, something like a hollow or a valley.
Okay. What would you call a little building that's used for storing wood?
A shack.
Okay, and how about tools?
A shed, your axe, saw.
Yeah, what would you call the place?
A shed.
Okay. And what do you call outdoor toilets?
A gym.
Okay, any other words?
No, it's not a bathroom.
Okay. Now, can you tell me about the major sections of Birmingham?
The hot spots or what?
We're talking about if somebody from, you know, an outsider came in and you wanted to describe the city. You're talking about the major sections of the city. How would you describe it to somebody?
Well, in your western section of the city, we have main attractions like Birmingham's largest football stadium is Legion Field. And you have Birmingham Southern College, which is within 3 or 4 blocks of the other campus. Well, that's mostly all your main attractions on the western half of your borough of Birmingham. But northwestern of Birmingham, you have downtown Birmingham, where you have large stores such as Bizitz, Lubman, Sears. Well, that's your main attractions there. One of your hot spots is north south of the downtown. It's called Morris Avenue. Well, you get your hot spots such as clubs like Diamond Gems, Valley Victoria, something like that. Victoria Station. And, well, your airport is directly north of Birmingham, due north of Birmingham. That's one of the main attractions. It's remodeled and fixed up, I guess that's what they call it. And that's mostly about all this town, this football stadium, and your night spots.
Okay, how would you refer to the different sections? Say you were going, would you say you're going to North Birmingham? Is there a North Birmingham South?
Yeah, you have a North Birmingham. That's this community within itself, mm-hmm. called North Birmingham. You have a South Side. It's not South Birmingham. That's this community. You have an East Birmingham. And you have West Birmingham. All four of those are communities.
Uh-huh.
That's the name of them.
Okay. And where are the main offices of the big banks located?
Well, they're mostly downtown.
Okay. Is there another section where you have big office buildings?
Yes, you have Parkway East. You have mostly your shopping cities. Mm-hmm. You have malls, stuff like that. You have your large banks in the suburbs of town.
Okay. And where would the oldest and largest stores and shops be?
Downtown.
Okay. And are the best stores in the same area?
Well, I can say the best stores because modernizing the way stores are getting now. They have malls and they are getting stores out in the suburbs for people that live over the mountains, places mm-hmm. like that, that keep from getting a long drive. So, I would say your largest stores are downtown, but if you get the same store out in the mall somewhere, you know. Mm-hmm. You might not have as many selections, you know, but primarily it's the same store.
Okay. Now, are there any neighborhoods that can be identified with particular ethnic groups? For instance, is there a particular area of Birmingham which you would say is black and then white?
Yeah, your North Birmingham area is completely, totally black.
Oh, okay.
Now, I live in an integrated neighborhood.
What section of the city would that be?
It's the western mm-hmm. section. Well, your north area is completely black, and your south side area is integrated. Your eastern section, it is integrated, but it's about 75% white, and your northern area is black.
Okay, how about any religious groups?
Like what?
Are there any sections where